Paul Ramel here in the studios, and we have a number of people in our studios with us, the Loughborough Valley Choir, along with Chad Felton. Chad's the Loughborough High School Choir Director. Thanks for coming in, Chad.
No problem. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you brought some students with you today, huh?
I did. I got Devin Fernholz, Courtney Hansen, and Bettina Redman here with us today.
Yeah. You got an exciting event coming up on Monday. Why don't you tell us about it?
We do. It's our annual, you know, spring concert, but this year we did something special. I wrote a grant through the Southwest Minnesota Arts and Humanities Council, and we were able to bring in a guest artist. His name is Rush Benson, professional singer, actor, dancer in the Twin Cities, and he came out and worked with us for an entire day on musical theater basics and then choreographed three of our songs, and some with input from the students.
Oh, when was he out here?
That was on April 24th, so it seems like a long time ago already. Snowstorm is all gone, now grass is green, but here we are.
All right, so he's going to be out of school on Monday then?
He'll come back on the 14th. He's currently performing at Chaness and Dinner Theaters, so he's got 8 shows a week there, but Monday is a dark night, so he can be on our stage on Monday night with us.
Wow, that's exciting, isn't it?
It is. It's a unique experience.
All right, Devin Fernholz, Courtney Hansen, and Bettina Redman are with us. Devin, we'll start with you. Are you excited about Monday?
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity.
Okay, what are you in choir then? The bass?
I am a tenor.
Tenor, okay. Yeah. I was a bass leader when I was in high school, so choir's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's a lot of unique opportunities to have, and I think we need to take full advantage of this one.
Yep, that's right. What have you learned from Rush?
A lot of choreography and just how musical theater works and the many layers of it.
Okay, well, he's at Jan Assen Dinner Theater, so he's a professional artist then.
Yeah, you can say that.
Dancer, okay, Courtney. Courtney, what you learned from Rush Brown, who will be at Loughborough on Monday?
We learned a lot of things. He really just brought our music to the next level and added more choreography and super fun things.
Okay. Give us an example of what does he work with you on as far as dance. Did you do some dance?
Yeah, we dance, and a lot of things are like to the words that we say just to help us with memory, but we learned a lot of new words like pas de bourrée and fancy things like that.
What was that word?
A little French there. I'll do it poorly, but pas de bourrée, it's 3 words actually. But all dance terms are in French, just like all musical terms are in Italian. So it's universal worldwide. If you show up into a dance studio anywhere that anybody's trained and you say the correct French term, they're going to know what you want done. So it's a worldwide universal thing.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
And I was a bass leader at one time.
Yeah, so I learned new every day.
They knew every day. Bettina, how about you? Were you excited to have Rush come here to Loughborough Valley?
Yeah, definitely. As a theater kid myself, it's really interesting seeing like an actual professional actor, singer, dancer, whatever, actually performing for us and trying to teach us a bunch of kids that most of them aren't in theater. So seeing them get involved is actually really exciting.
Yeah. As far as the musical part, what did he teach you?
A lot of breathing techniques while we were dancing, and like being able to move to the beat and being able to actually portray what you're trying to sing about through your dancing.
Okay. Devin, do you like choir?
Oh, I love singing. I've loved it for my whole life.
You've been in some different productions. Tell us about that.
Yep. Last year I was in High School Musical, and I've done a few productions at the Prairie Arts Center in Madison.
Okay. Yeah. And Courtney, how about you? Have you been in some productions? Or?
Yes, I was also in High School Musical last year.
Yeah, I went to that. That was awesome.
Thank good you. Time.
Yeah, Bettina?
Yep, I was in High School Musical last year, and I've been in theater for most of my high school career as well as choir.
All right, awesome. And why don't you give us the details on that again, Chad?
May 14th. 7:30 p.m. out at the high school theater. The admission's free. There's no charge for this event. We don't charge for our concerts. Southwest Minnesota Arts Humanities Council supported this endeavor. So that's how we were able to foot the bill for this one. So we thank them.
So there are different groups that will be performing on Monday?
Yeah, we've got the concert choir, which these three are a member of. Okay. We have the junior high choir and the Valley Harmonies, and as well as soloist. And so a few people worked with Rush on Monday afternoon to kind of bring their solo to the next level. And Devin and Bettina both did that. That was that Monday before the 24th. So they're both going to do solos on Monday night as well.
Oh, wow. What are you singing, Bettina?
I'm singing a song from La La Land, the musical. It's titled The Fools Who Dream.
Oh, excellent. How about you, Courtney?
I'm not doing a solo.
Oh, you're not doing a solo. Okay. Devin, you said Devin. Okay, Devin, I'm sorry. The shock look on Courtney's face. Devin?
I'll be singing You'll Be Back from Hamilton.
Oh, awesome. That's great. Chad?
Yeah, no, so it's been, that was great, and we have three other soloists, and then just, it's all music's from Broadway or movie musicals, so it's kind of themed that way, and we're just really excited.
I know Courtney's in Valley Harmonies, right?
Yep.
Okay, I know it, because I've seen you perform before, so that's good. You like to be in the Valley Harmonies?
Yeah, it's really
fun. What's different about that?
That would be our extracurricular ensemble. Oh, so yeah, it's okay. Auditioned and they meet before school. So and this year has been every other day at 7:30. So middle of January, it's kind of hard to haul yourself out there sometimes, and it's cold and dreary. But this year it's seven girls. That's who auditioned is in the group this year.
Oh, okay.
And that can fluctuate from year to year. You know, some year it could be eight guys. You know, it just depends on
right. Who's
ready and willing to do the work.
You always perform at the Christmas thing at the City Hall there to bake sale. And that's always a fun time, isn't it, Courtney?
Yes, for sure.
All right. Well, that's exciting. That's really big news to have somebody of Rush Benson's stature to come out here, isn't it, Jack?
Yeah, and it's kind of unique. Long before I did the grant or anything, I had reserved tickets for Newsies back in September.
Ooh.
So before I even knew I was going to write the grant or I knew I wanted Rush to come, I didn't know Rush was in that show. I didn't know he'd been auditioned. So anyways, we're talking like in about December, and he says, well, I can only come on this day because I'll be doing shows at Newsies or at Chanhassen. And I said, well, I made it work. And I said, here's the thing. We're coming to see you on May 16th. So Monday night, he's going to be on our stage performing alongside of us. And then Wednesday afternoon, a number of us are headed in the bus to go and watch him perform doing his thing. And
wow.
So we'll get to catch him afterwards. So it's really just a unique weekend, so coming up here. So.
Oh, awesome. I might have to skip work. I'll come with you. That's exciting.
No, it really
I
is.
I love Chanhassen Dinner Theater. I go there all the time.
Yeah, and this is, I don't do favorites, but this is my favorite musical of all time.
Oh.
So it came out in 1992 with Christian Bale. I was like 10, you know, so
okay.
I'm like a little kid when I'm bouncing up the kids. No, it's going to be, you know, watch Mr. Felton smile ear to ear for a couple of minutes. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome. You guys dream of being on the Chanhassen Theater someday?
Not nearly talented enough, personally.
Well, if you impress Rush enough, maybe you can audition, right?
Yeah.
How about you, Courtney?
Yeah, that'd be super cool.
And you might be asked to sing a solo on Chanhassen Theater. I'd come. I'd pay for that.
If you work hard enough, a lot of things are possible.
That's right. All right, Devin, hey, thanks for coming out. And Courtney and Bettina.
Thanks for having
us.
Thank
you for having us.
Yeah, and Chad. So Chad, we want to invite everybody out Monday, May 14th at 7:30, right?
Yes, definitely. Come on out to the Valley for this once-in-a-lifetime unique experience.
Yep, and it's free.
It's free.
People like free stuff, you know.
They do. There's going to be cookies afterwards, too.
Oh, that's
so,
better, I mean, yeah.
Free and fed.
Free and fed. There
What's that?
Free and fed.
Awesome. So free admission, and you get to watch a professional artist. Rush Benson. If you want to check out Rush, you can go to his website. It's an amazing website, rushbenson.com, and check him out.
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yep. That's Chad Felton, Loughborough High School Choir Director, along with Bettina Redmond, Courtney Hansen, and Devin Fernall. See you Monday out at Loughborough Valley.